Is he ready? Let me go live from Moscow. Which me, oh, KGB, NSA, if y'all are listening, hi, how are you too? Max Siegel, head of USA Track and Field, and coming up on August 24th back home in the US of A, he's going to be launching the MSIU Foundation. Max, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Amos. How are you?
Boy, this telephone line is like I'm talking to you from, like, Bloomington or something.
Hey, this was the third call. The first two sound like I was in Siberia, so we're good now.
So first of all, how are our athletes doing? This is like the World Track and Field Federation over there?
Yeah, we got the World Championships here in Moscow. We had two gold medals and one silver last night, a gold, silver, and a bronze tonight. So we're off to a solid start here in Moscow.
And that's even with that Usain Bolt guy running.
Usain Bolt ran a great race, but Justin Gatlin made him work for that gold medal, so we got a silver in 100 meters last night.
Just tell Usain to just retire now. Just retire, go do Nike commercials.
So, I hear you. He needs to. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, I got to ask you, when you come back home, you're going to be having a gala over at the Art Center, and you're going to be launching the MSI Youth Foundation. What's that all about?
Yeah, we want to replicate, as you know, we've been involved in the motorsports area for the last 10-plus years, had tremendous success on the track developing athletes and pit crew members and also employing people and introducing our youth to motorsports, careers in motorsports as both executives and athletes. So the MSI Youth Foundation will host a fundraiser on the 24th, which will be the funding mechanism for people who are interested in both learning, training, and getting prepared for a career in motorsports, whether it's stock car racing, NHRA, or IndyCar racing. So we're excited about the event.
Is this foundation in getting young African-Americans and other minorities interested in motorsports, is that also a way to get them involved in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math?
Absolutely. Motorsports is a multi-billion-dollar industry. There are thousands of jobs. So everything you can think of that you want to be involved in with IBM, AT&T, from engineering, math, science, technology, is available with an exciting career. And so for me, I've been blessed to have this platform for many years, and I want to give back to the community and facilitate those who want to pursue an education or be trained in a skill and a discipline where you can earn a living and be involved in very exciting sports.
A lot of the drivers and mechanics and folks that work in motor racing kind of got their start hanging out at a racetrack or a dirt track or dragging down a lonely rural road on a Saturday night competing. Where are those kinds of opportunities for kids of color? Because if you try to drag race on a city street, the whole police department will come out and get you.
You're absolutely right. And, for us and our community, speed and cars is a passion for many. The fact of the matter is the grassroots racing circuit is where, you know, it's the heart and soul of motorsports. And for, I'm really excited about introducing people to not only do something that they're passionate about as a hobby, but they can earn a really great living and take care of their family and contribute to a great sport that should be available and enjoyed by all of us.
So how do people get involved in this gala? It's going to be Saturday the 24th of August, 7 o'clock at the Indianapolis Arts Center, just north of Broad Ripple. How do they get involved, and who's going to be at the gala? Now, if it's a Max Siegel gala, this thing is going to be off the hook. Who's coming?
Well, we're really excited. We have our keynote speaker is Steve Miller, who is the CEO of Andre Agassi Foundation. You'll get remarks from Stephanie Hightower, who is the president and chair of USA Track and Field. Marcus Jadot from NASCAR, Jackie Joyner-Kersee will be in the house, and a bunch of people from our community, from the Maggie Lewis's and the Ryan Vaughns of the world, and hopefully Amos Brown to support the event. You can go online at revolutionracinggala.com to register. It'll be a fun night, great event, great auction, and just an enjoyable night.
So people can go to the website, which is, I got the website up here, which is MSIYF.org, right?
Absolutely. Or if you want to come to the Arts Center on August the 24th and sign up at the door, please do. We'd like to get a great head count, but it's going to be a fantastic evening, fun networking, and it'll be an experience through 16th century Mexico.
So now, how much is it?
tickets for the event are $150 a piece.
Not bad.
All the proceeds will go to fund opportunities for our youth from 8 to 18 and young people are going to college to pursue a degree in science, technology, engineering, and math.
I got to ask you a couple of sports news items so I can practice my whether I can audition for either ESPN or Fox Sports. It has always been the practice whenever athletes compete in another country to respect that country's laws and customs. There's been this controversy in Russia. They have some very strict laws that concern persons who are gay. How has that affected athletes at this meet this week?
Well, you know, one of the things that we stress with our athletes, from our president on down, they were certainly impacted by the fact that politics interfered with making the statement for performance on the track. And so for us, we respect the laws and the culture of the community, whether we believe in them or not. And we'd like to let our views with respect to those laws speak for itself on the track. Many of our athletes are free to feel and comment. I mean, how they do and comment on it. But as far as we're concerned here, we want them to focus on their performance, and that's what they've been doing in Moscow.
And I know you're a proud graduate of Notre Dame's law school. They gonna be good on the football field this year? Hold on, because they might cut me off. Max Siegel, we were talking about Notre Dame, and did the Russian censor not like Notre Dame? They're not a Notre Dame fan.
Hey, listen, I think they love Notre Dame over here.
How's the team going to be?
I think the team will be great. We got a great coach up there, and Amos, as you know, Jack Swarbrick hired me out of law school to work for him. Fine athletic director, building a great program up there. We got some fine young men, and I think that the state of Indiana and the nation will be proud of our football team.
I mean, we got Notre Dame. We got the new brother that's the coach up at Purdue. And he's going to try to – this may be an exciting football season.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. When you look across sports in general, people of color just making significant contributions and really letting their expertise and their commitment to the sport and their passion speak for itself. So I'm really excited about this year in sports.
And the track and field competition continues all week?
Yes, we are here until Monday the 19th. It concludes on Sunday the 18th. So a lot of exciting track and field. Hopefully everybody will tune in and see our athletes perform and really cheer on USA.
So what network is carrying this?
NBC. You can find it on NBC Network.
On NBC?
The World Championships.
On NBC Sport. I should have known. The network of the Olympics.
That's right.
On NBC Sport. And this is in the big stadium. Where is the stadium located in connection? How far from the Kremlin is this?
You know what? The stadium is not far from the Kremlin. I've had an opportunity to spend some time in Red Square and by the Kremlin and post some pictures on Twitter and Facebook. Just an amazing, amazing architecture here. The people here in Moscow have treated us very nice and kind and received us well. We know we got a lot of things going on in the world. But as far as our team and athletes are concerned, we've enjoyed our experience. So it's been really great for us.
See, that says something that you can actually Twitter a picture from Red Square and nobody comes and picks you up.
Now, you know what? They may be monitoring and know where we are, but the fact of the matter is we've been able to share our experience with the world.
He is Max Siegel, and the MSIU Foundation will be working with kids in our community and elsewhere to try to get them involved in motorsports so that maybe the next generation of motor racers will look like Max and me, only without the gray hair.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've gotten more of that over the years. But, Amos, I want to thank you for your continued support of me and this foundation. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
And we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you live from Moscow. And those of you listening in the KGB or whatever y'all call yourselves, hope you guys, Dostavanya, hope y'all have a fine day too. Max Siegel, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
All right. Thank you, Amos.
All right. If that don't get the phone number in the NSA, nothing will.